family, we gon' do our thing.
Welcome back to the Astonishingly Y'all podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the bell notification, yada, yada. Y'all already know how that go. If you listening to us on the audio spaces, or if you wasn't even aware that we on the audio spaces, we on Spotify, we on Apple Podcasts. Anywhere that you listen to it in audio spaces, we are there. So make sure you subscribe there as well. I go by the name of Astonish, and I'm surrounded by my brothers. But before we get into all of that, we do have a special guest in the house tonight. We got the New Deal Crew Pioneer. This nigga dropped albums like nigga dropped mixtapes. West Side's Finest. We got Chris Crack in the house tonight, y'all. Make some noise.
Yo, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate you, brother. So we're going to get into it like we regularly do. I'm going to pass it to the left. My homie Chris Ill. What's going on, man? How was your week?
All right, man. 7 days.
You woke up 7 days? I wish you were speaking to the microphone so the people could hear, know you woke up 7 days.
I don't know. This is not my seat. This is not what normally like where I be at. So
yeah,
I'm trying to make it happen. I think maybe you need to probably turn me up because this is not normally where I'm
cool. you sound all right.
But yeah, that's it. Made some money betting.
You made some money betting again?
Yeah, man, I started becoming like a part time job.
Like a part-time. You need to spread the wealth, my nigga.
I'm going to let you subscribe to my Discord, bro. You know what I'm saying? $29.95, you get all my picks for the week.
You giving two the tips?
Damn. All
right, bet. That's all you did was bet?
Yeah, man, pretty much, man. Like, UFC. Went out to eat. You know what I'm saying? I think it was Thursday. Went out to eat. Had some butterfly shit. So, I don't know.
Hey, pause. Pull the mic a little closer, brother.
I don't know how much closer you can pull the mic to me, bro. But I think we'll be good. I think it might be your headphones, bro.
No. You good now? You good? You perfect?
Yeah, we good though.
All right. Well, motherfuckers had a whole week off.
Yeah.
And my apologies for everybody that's watching us and that was anticipating us to drop Monday, but niggas deserve a little time off, man. I took a vacation. Everybody on the pod deserved a vacation, too. So,
Get no vacation, though. Like, I mean, I know we all deserved a vacation, but we didn't get a vacation.
Well, nigga, that's on you, brother.
I mean,
your time to deal with.
He gave you a staycation.
I did go to the Cubs game, though, that weekend.
Look at that. This nigga leaving shit off the pod, bro. How was the Cubs game? Did they win or lose?
They won, but I think I won like $120 like off of a bet on like Kyle like Tucker hitting like home run.
Well, just keep making money.
Yeah,
come in here and tell us when you lose too. Don't just tell us when you win.
Yeah, no, you don't talk about your losses like that, man. You always celebrate your wins.
I feel that. You know? I feel that. All right, that's your week in a wrap up.
Yeah, just reheated.
Yeah, nigga still didn't bring the chili he promised to bring to the pod. But
Speed's not here.
That's another story. Crack kid.
Speed's not here. Crack kid chili is here, bro.
I don't eat meat. Pause.
I'm with him. That shit's dope.
Yeah, yeah. Javi is what are you, pescatarian?
I eat fish every once in a while.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. I mean, you start out with trying to be as vegan as you can, but then you go to fish, and if they ain't got no fish, no good salmon or anything, I'll do the chicken at the most. Yeah.
All right. Bet. So go ahead, Javi. This is a good time to say what was your week like, man?
A good week. Celebrated my birthday. Hung out with my cousins. Got some cake. Went to go check out Messi playing the Chicago Fire.
I seen that.
Yeah, man. Messi's the
you
legend.
You always do shit and not invite nobody to the shit that you do.
I did see that,
you know
too.
What I'm saying?
It was last minute, man.
We cool last minute, bro. You acting like we can't like just grab a ticket last minute, though. Like,
hey, bro.
Like, you ain't got no faith in us, bro. Like, if I would, if I did, would say something, y'all wouldn't go. No way. You won't say nothing. Even let us, even give us a chance to say no.
I didn't even buy the ticket. My cousin bought it. There you have it. It wasn't even on me.
What about the offer, though? It's the offer. Like, y'all go grab a ticket. We can go to the game.
Hey, bro. You know what was foul, bro. This nigga Reap, right? This nigga Reap was like, hey, yo, y'all niggas got COD? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, y'all niggas play COD. And we was all like, I was like, I ain't got it. Javi said, fuck it, I'll download this shit. You know what I'm saying? Javi downloads the
on the
shit.
Spot. On the spot. Like, oh, okay, man, I'll download right. it.
Downloaded it on the spot. The last time we potted, he was like, yo, what you did for your week? This nigga said, nah, I just hopped on Call of Duty. Ain't tell Reap nothing about it. This the nigga that told him to download this shit, bro. This nigga just want to go off on his own shit, bro. He don't tell nobody nothing.
And I've been noticing Reap, too, like in the group chat asking if anybody got that. Like, damn, man, like, I thought one of y'all would have that because y'all got game.
Yeah, but.
He there practicing.
That's yeah, but
yeah, he's in training right now.
I'll be gonna mess around and kick y'all ass, G. Like you go,
I'm leveling up my player.
You're gonna be talking shit on the headphones and everything.
Bro. All right, what you do after the soccer game, bro?
Shit got drunk as hell.
You was with like your family and shit?
Yeah, man, we were tailgating. Mm. And nigga just got too out of hand. I ended up getting sick, but I'm all right today.
You was throwing up?
Yeah, I threw up.
Damn.
Damn, he was high school partying.
Bro, I don't remember the last time I threw up. But, man, that shit is the horrible experience every time you drink into the point of throwing up.
No, you know what's the horrible experience? It's not the throwing up. I'd rather throw up and get that shit out of my system. What's horrible is the hangover that you have where you can't throw up. And you just out of there for just, like a day and a half, bro. Shit. No, I didn't even throw it up. You're like, you wish you could do that. You can't. You don't even have the urge to. You just only thing you have the urge to be is just hungover and sick, bro. That's like the worst ones, bro. Like if I could throw up and get it out of my system, I'm cool, bro.
Yeah, because at least after you throw up, you get that good little sleep. You know,
you wake up and you be cool, man. That one that you didn't throw up and you didn't eat the next day, and now it's the day after that, and you sitting there still halfway. Nah, that's terrible.
Nah, man, throwing up hurt. Yeah.
So you would rather like just get it out of there? I mean, like be out of there for like a day or so, than
nah,
rather than get it out your system?
I want to throw it up, but that shit hurt like
it
a
do. Bug, yeah, it do.
Man.
It do.
It do, bro.
It ain't supposed to go that way.
It's not at all, bro. And bro, you feel so defeated just sitting at that toilet, bro.
Yeah, that's
the worst, bro. That's the worst, bro. Okay, well, did you do something productive with your pod day off?
I drew a little.
You had a birthday, nigga.
Yeah, I did. I told you. It was my birthday, so
yeah, that's what you
it was
said,
like the whole week.
Yeah, happy birthday, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, old and wiser, I hope. I hope, because you my friend.
I don't
know.
It's still
you're like 54
like
now, right?
16.
It's the only thing I could keep working towards. Yeah,
you my friend, so I hope you getting wiser.
How do you have?
I'm like 65.
54.
65.
I thought he was 54. Hey, man, you know age is an undisclosed category in some certain industries, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it low profile.
Especially right. His neighbors, what they think he do over here on Mondays.
They see all the lights, they think he's shooting porn in here.
Yeah.
Well, I was outside having my pre-pod smoke. And it was a lady walking right past, right down the street. Me and Reef sitting outside, the door wide open. We definitely said that. We was like, she probably think we up here.
Was she nosy? She looked nosy as hell.
She looked, but she wasn't like trying. She was trying to. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Hobby be having a line of old cougars outside. Yeah, waiting. You do. Hi, I'm Deborah from down the block. yeah. I want to see if you have some sugar.
You have some sugar? I was wondering if you had a cup of milk.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. This area just seemed like you got some nosy ass, Karen ass neighbors, bro. I ain't going to lie.
There's a few of them.
They just want to see what's going on up in here because they probably divorcees.
Yes, sir.
So they just trying to see what's going on up in here. That's all. All
right, Chris Crack, man. How was your week, bro?
Man, record store day, man. It was fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Got a lot of shit. Got some rare shit. Got some pimping shit.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's all you did with your week?
And I did some music, man. You know how I'm coming.
Yeah, man. I already know, man.
You definitely know.
I'm already knowing, bro. Yeah, I mean, if y'all don't know, which y'all should know, but if y'all don't know, listen, I forgive you. But go check the catalog. And what I will say about this man, bro, if you listen to his music, if you like a new fan, right? if you go back in the day, you're not gonna be disappointed, bro. Like, he got his own style, and that shit just ain't changed. Like, he keep it like, it progresses, but it don't change. Like, you're not gonna be mad. You're not gonna feel like you got something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, this guy is just true to who he is, and I respect that a lot, bro. Because there's so many people I see change their styles up or whatever, and it don't work in their favor. I just feel like sometimes being true to who you are and your true essence, man, bro, that's all you need a lot of the times. Yeah. You dig? So if he say he doing music this week, believe him, bro. Because when you check that catalog, you're going to be like, of course that's what he was doing.
I can't wait to hear it, though. Like, that's what I'm
on. Yeah, for sure, for sure. My nigga Reap.
What's good?
How was your week, man?
Good, man. I got to go to the movies with my son. We went to go see that Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
Did you get the Big Mac yet?
No, I haven't.
I got it for my son.
Did you?
What comes in it? I wanted to know. That's what I was asking.
It'd be like a block of shit, and then it's like the Minecraft game type shit. You know what I'm saying? You could put them together and shit. Like, yeah. It is what it is, bro. Yeah. It's for the kids, you know.
Wu-Tang, did the crowd throw that whole? Did the crowd throw all that popcorn around? I saw that one scene comes on and all the kids jump up.
Look, when it gets on the chicken.
Yeah, no.
They made some noise and stuff. You know what I mean? But no, there was no crazy stuff. Man. Not like in some of them theaters. I seen kids start throwing popcorn everywhere, jumping around.
Tear it up, Reap. Come on, man.
I know, man. My son was ready with his friend.
So this was a better movie experience than the last one.
Cinderella or whatever that was.
That's the thing with kids and shit and going to see
Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing with going to see, like, kids' flicks. You don't never know if they put something in there for the adults.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of your kid, man, that little nigga followed me on Instagram, bro.
Did he?
Yeah, man. I had to follow him back, and I just seen all this grand dose of soccerness, so I know. Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, now I know we getting $350 million straight up.
Like, yeah. I followed him back, and I was like, is this the right decision as an adult to be making?
I managed. Just pay. He don't even got an Instagram.
There you go.
Promote his talent.
I feel better.
It was amazing, bro. If you go through it, like,
that's like a player's resume now. You know what I mean? You got to make your reels, your highlights, and that. Like, you know, even in like high school coaches, college coaches, they looking at your demo reel. You know what I mean?
And that's an easy way for them to do it too. Yeah. And they can like just keep tracking him. Really, to be honest with you, like. Yep. I can just check out his Instagram page and know how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he stay killing. So
they can see how they carry themselves, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo, Crack, hey, this nigga's son, bro, just good as hell at soccer.
Yeah.
A little prophet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just be going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I mean, that's as a father now, my oldest is 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just be like, I want him to do whatever he want to do growing up. You know what I'm saying? Follow his, like, just because I spend all my time rapping, I don't necessarily want him to be a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even when I was rapping, it wasn't the cool thing to do. You wasn't a cool nigga because you was rapping. Mm-hmm. You was rapping because you love the shit. That's it. Now I feel like it's more the cool thing to do. I'm a rapper type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when you could see a kid have a gift, Reap, you didn't grow up playing soccer.
No, I never played soccer in my life. I played baseball, football, and I wrestled.
Did he, like, push this on? Did you push this on him, or did
So my daughter, I coached my daughter. Well, actually, I got into soccer. I started working for CPS, and I used to do recess with the kids.
Yeah.
And I was at a 90% Mexican school, you know. It was all Hispanics. Recess, it was soccer. Right. So, hey, Mr. Padilla, come play with us. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. Boom. I used to, you know, the staff versus student games, all that stuff.
He was doing bicycle kickers on the little kids. I know you, bro.
So they was like, man, we don't have a team, you know what I mean? I'm like, I coach it. I don't know none. I got hopped on YouTube, dude, and I just studied the game, and I started coaching there. We won our championship. Next year, then I started coaching, like, 7th and 8th grade. That was, like, 5th and 6th. So I was doing all 4 years. And we was winning championships. I mean, going undefeated. And, you know, the kids had the heart already. They just need somebody to lead them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started coaching at the park by my house. I coached my daughter probably about 4 years and then let her get coached by someone else. But then my son got into soccer. You know, my wife's dad was like a big time soccer player in Mexico.
Yeah.
And he got injured, so he does like all the reffing around the city and all that.
Oh, so but, he getting some, still getting some back end.
So it's some in the blood. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But he just took a liking to it because he played baseball and he was a great baseball player. He was a pitcher and everything. And then the soccer just he just had a love for it. And he's like, I just want to focus on this.
That's a good thing, though.
But he's a hardworking kid. You know what I mean? Like, and I always explain to him how you practice is how you play in the games. So if you go to practice and you half-ass it, when you get to the game, you're going to half-ass it. You know, and it's just trying to instill it in him, you know what I mean? And let him know that there's always somebody working harder than you. So you can play your games, you can do this and this, or you could do, and if you want to do that, I'm not going to be mad at you.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you do like one-on-one soccer with him?
I do.
And he be kicking your ass.
Oh, man. No, he gets me with the moves, man. Yeah, he be surprising me some of the stuff that he be doing. I'm like, damn, where you learn that at? You know, and he just sits and watch videos, yeah.
He's like the same place you learn how to coach. Google, right. YouTube videos.
Craig, did you have any sports in you like when you was a shorty? Like, did you play any sports?
Not for real, man. I played basketball.
I was gonna say every nigga tried to hoop. I know.
Of course. Nah, not for real, man. I was hustling, man.
Yeah, man. You was just whipping is what the talent was back then. I already know.
Man, I was hustling, man. But
hey, man,
I used to, you know, of course, a motherfucker used to hoop all the time.
What parts he used to hoop at?
Shit, we used to hoop in backyard.
Oh, yeah. The alley ball. Yeah,
motherfucking alley, shit like that with the motherfucking milk crate.
Hell yeah.
Man, he did all that shit.
I had
up.
A milk crate in my day too, man.
We used to go to Jimenez over on North Avenue.
Yes, sir.
That milk crates.
Those shits would never be the right height, but you know what I'm saying?
never. Yeah, but you
just get it in. Whatever, however high you could get up there was how high I was going
to
be.
You wasn't doing that for that anyway. You was just trying to kick it with your niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Basically,
all the shit you do growing up is just like kicking it with your niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just a different way to do it.
Right. Reap, that's your week wrap up?
Yeah, just sports and family.
Okay, well, for me personally, I took a trip out to Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Because my daughter finally got to have her 3-month shots or whatever, so now her family out in Virginia could go see her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we traveled up over there, and it was cool, man. It was a nice little situation. I love Virginia. Anybody that never been to Virginia, I would recommend it highly.
What part?
I stay like in Chesapeake, but with Virginia, like it ain't
like Norfolk and all that over there too.
It's Norfolk.
Okay, Norfolk.
Yeah, it's Norfolk and Suffolk, and so
what's the fuck?
Virginia.
What the fuck?
Like, do they fucking for real out there?
Do they what?
Do they fuck with Pharrell?
Oh, yeah, heavy. They fuck with all Virginia artists out there, bro. Missy got her own street out there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Missy's from Portsmouth, which Portsmouth is like one of the most ghetto places in Virginia.
How far is that from?
Everything is like 15 to 20 minutes away.
So it's basically like an area. All of that's like an area.
The only thing that's like the furthest is like Newport News, where Allen Iverson is from and Michael Vick is from. You know, but man, it's a lot of talent that come out of Virginia, and they praise all of that, and they'll claim people like Chris Brown. He from Tappahannock.
Tappahannock.
Yeah, that's like maybe like an hour away from Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, all of that. You know what I'm saying? And Richmond is a little bit away too. That's where Trey Songz is from. But they'll like claim all of them. You know,
is
what
that
saying?
Like a college? Ain't that a college in like Richmond?
I don't know. I know the colleges in like Norfolk.
Well, I mean, I know like
Norfolk State.
Yeah.
That's where Michael Vick is the head coach now for the football team of Norfolk State.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. That's ill. But yeah, Virginia shows a lot of love to people that's from Virginia. You know what I'm saying? And Pusha T actually still stay out there. He got married out there.
Do they fuck with Teddy Riley?
Yes. Yeah, they fuck with Teddy Riley. But it's cool. Like, if you want to, like, some of the best seafood I've eaten is from Virginia. Nothing beats New Orleans, though, I've heard. I haven't been to New Orleans yet,
yeah.
but everybody tell me you want some great seafood or just food in general. New Orleans got it. You ever been to New Orleans, crack?
Mm-mm.
Damn, dog, man.
I have some fire ass seafood in Long Beach.
That's my town, man. Right off the pier. That's my hometown.
Yeah. It was raw. That's, you said that's your hometown?
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Cali.
You born in Long Beach?
No, I lived in Long Beach.
But you lived in Long Beach? Yeah, it's in a pier. You know what I'm saying? It's called Burr 55. Some of the best. The only reason why I know too is because Vic, Staples. No, Vince Staples.
Yeah, Vince Staples.
Yeah. I listened to him say it. He was like, yo.
That's all it takes sometimes.
You go to Long Beach, he was like, go to Burr 55. And I was like, yo, I'm going.
Hey, man, rappers be putting you on
game. Yo, he put me on. And look, bro, he said it too. He was like, yo, you can get like this big plate of fish for like $20. Bro, it was a big ass plate of fish, hatch or whatever side you wanted.
Nice.
Yeah, no. So I kicked it out there in Virginia. It was a good time. It was a good way to relax, just take my mind off of things, just being up in the city. You know what I'm saying? The day-to-day things you got to think about. When you out of town, you feel like you really don't even have to think about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was a good reset. Sometimes you don't even know that you need in a break. But you need that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Like, was it warm out there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It started raining a little bit, but, man, it stayed above what it was out here, you know? Even when I went out there, I talked to my sister. She said, I'm driving, it's snowing right now. I said, what?
That's crazy.
It's snowing? Damn, you know, but you know how Chicago get.
Yeah.
You know, the only place I lived at aside from Chicago was Wichita, Kansas, with my grandparents. But Chicago is really just all I know. I never really traveled outside of Chicago. I think niggas in Chicago don't think that just going out to like Indiana next to Gary and shit is traveling outside of Chicago, because it's just right there. Yeah. Everybody do it. You got to go like get your fireworks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody go to Indiana. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once a year type shit, especially when you a kid.
But who really wants to go to Indiana?
Only thing, as a kid, we just went to what, Indiana Beach and
the domes and
that water,
and that church
smell,
that used to pick us up.
Yeah. That water they used to eat worse goldfish. Than the water do in Lake Michigan on our side. The Indiana water side stank, bro, like
it
dead
got,
fish.
It got to be something going on at the Indiana church, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, they was trying
man,
to get
you.
You never went?
So we used
to no,
we
nigga,
used
to
go.
Kidnap y'all, bro.
I used to go with my older brother and all the older dudes on the block. So we would take the bus out there,
and we
were supposed to go to the church. But we would, when everybody was going in, we would take off and we just be exploring Indiana. And then we knew we had to be back at a certain time. We come back, we get on that bus, watch the white dude swallow a goldfish, and go home.
Yeah, y'all some badass.
And now we like, how the hell our parents let us?
Just go
with these people. Never even been to that church or nothing. No.
Why was the white dude swallowing a goldfish?
That's what I want to know, crack.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that was random.
That was
though.
The weirdest wow. stuff.
Hey, crack, you ever been to that Indiana church?
Nah.
Never? But then you know about it, though. You don't even know about it?
You don't know, like, no. When they be taking the kids and trying to, you know, bring them to Indiana to convert.
Nigga, yo, they used to come knock on my door.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
we'll come pick y'all up. It was the men in black.
Yeah, we'll come pick y'all up in the bus or whatever. The travel was free. They just want you to go to the church. That's why I'm like, something got to be up with that church, because they were doing that to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And we were just some young kids. And it was just kids.
Yeah, I went there maybe like once or twice or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Probably my mom just wanted to get rid of us.
That's what it was.
Yeah, she gets you out the house for
hell
a second.
Hell yeah, like a motherfucker.
They'll be gone like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
That was it, though, man?
That was pretty much it for my week. Coming back was kind of terrible. Missed the first flight.
You said you were stuck in Philly, though.
The reason why I got stuck in Philly, bro, and this is for anybody that don't travel, y'all don't have no fucking idea about this shit. But for people that do travel, you know the fucking madness that the airport is. So I missed the first flight. The second flight I get on, but they like, it's bad weather in Philly, so they not letting us take off right now. They saying it's going to be 50 minutes. So we sitting on the runway.
Damn, on a plane.
So they like, we going to sit on the runway, because if it's less than 50 minutes, we just going to take off.
Yeah.
So we sitting there, and then like, we get like to the 40-minute mark. the pilot come on a little intercom and he like, they saying it's gonna be another 40 minutes.
I bet you wish you had some Flaming Hot Fritos at that point.
Bro. Oh, nigga, I was mad as shit.
I bet you wish you did.
Because the thing is, I was tired as fuck. We had went out the night before. You know, my girl, her cousin is Rob Hill. He's an author.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah. So if anybody don't know about him, check him out too, man. He really dope. But he threw an event out there. So we went out and kicked it or whatever. We was out late, bro. And my flight was at like, what time was my flight? Like, it took off at like 6. So, you know, you got to be at the airport early and shit.
Yeah, like
you know
at least
saying?
2 hours, they say, right?
Yeah, so I got to the crib like maybe like 1 o'clock or some shit. I'm like, damn, I ain't had no type of rest. So I was planning on just sleeping on the flight. But that just blew me when the pilot was like, another 45 minutes. I'm like, man, bro, because it don't take nothing to get to Philly. So, like, I was going to sleep on the ride back home. You know what I'm saying? But that fucked up my connecting flight. So now it got pushed back. So you sitting in the motherfucking airport. My PS portal not working.
That's my because
that airport. Yeah, why don't you use your
over here talking to all this shit? You got a whole PS portal with him.
To use your hotspot, bro. You was tweaking.
Nigga, I tried to use my hotspot, man. Nothing was going right for me, dog. It's just life was against me at the moment.
Yeah, man, you can't use airplane. I was supposed to use your PlayStation portal, bro.
Long story short, man, I was supposed to get back in Chicago at like noon or before. I end up getting back to Chicago at like 4:45 or some shit.
Yeah.
So I was blue, man. The rest of my day was like, man, fucked up, you know? But other than that, man, I can't complain, man. I woke up 7 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You did? Bro. So anyways, man.
Until that stop happening, that's when you complain.
It'll be too late.
Let's get into it, bro. Where y'all want to start at? Is there somewhere that in your heart y'all feel like y'all want to start at?
Yes. And we start off with John Legend smelling like
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we start there.
Okay. Well, because that connects dots to other things that's going on with Kanye as well, right? So, Kanye West said that John Legend smelled like mashed potatoes, which I've never heard that before. But also,
hey, he said my man be wearing sweaters in August in Barbados.
Yeah, that's crazy he work. Snapped, if he's doing that, that's crazy work, bro.
He's just like, you know what I'm saying? They say that John Legend smells like mashed potatoes.
I mean, mashed potatoes is just like such a distinct smell.
Right?
Like, I've never told them, like? I told the person potatoes. They smell like mashed potatoes. Like, that was a new one. And, like, for that to go around the industry, bro.
You had to have been, like, fed mashed potatoes every day to remember that smell.
But the thing about it is, the only thing I can think of is, bro, if it's any nigga around me that smell like mashed potatoes, I'm about to tell this nigga, bro. I'm about to have mad jokes and everything.
Bro.
Just to hurt this nigga's feelings so that, like, he changed that shit. I know he not spraying mashed potato cologne.
That
motherfucker,
like, he got a cookbook. Him and his wife got a cookbook. They be cooking potatoes and frying shit, so he smells like food.
Hey, bro. Anybody ever tell you smell like mashed potatoes?
I ain't gonna lie. That was Ye getting one off real quick.
That was Ye getting one off. Motherfucker. I ain't never even met a nigga that smelled like mashed potatoes before.
Yeah, I don't think I want to meet anybody that smell like mashed potatoes.
I mean, what, man? Somebody said he smelled like
that. Right. I mean,
at some point, he smelled like mashed potatoes.
Bro, that's going around the industry about you, that you smell like mashed potatoes, bro. Like, you go to the party and shit, right? Everybody there, you know, say all the stars.
I'm trying to take
and
off.
All the white stars, because, you know, that's who they hang out with.
And this just goes around,
hey, you know, this John smells like potatoes.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Is it the box potatoes? Or is it like real potatoes?
Yeah, like is it homemade or is that box shit? You know what I'm saying? Is that definitely changed
John
shit? But Craig,
like
did you see that that Academics and Ye interview?
I ain't see the whole shit, but I was watching the you know, they be putting the clips on Twitter and shit.
Man, I watched that shit.
You watched the whole shit?
I definitely did too.
I watched the whole shit, man. And I mean,
I wanted to take it for the full context because I knew that if you don't if you didn't watch it all the way through, you was just gonna get clickbait.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure. That's exactly why I wanted to watch it too. But it's half of me, I get entertained by the shit, and the other half I feel sad about the shit because it's like I don't feel like Ye been the same ever since his mom passed, and he just be saying wild shit, and I feel like I feel like everything he says he believes, and I feel like he feels like he has motives behind it. And when I hear him talking about it, I'm like, okay, I could see it from that angle, but it's still wild. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he said some shit about Jim Jones in it that was like the best shit in the world to me. Yeah.
But it actually was, I mean, if that's how the story went down, and really that it sounds like that's kind of how the story went down, then I kind of feel that though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that he was just like on a raging rant talking about fuck Jim Jones.
Okay, though. Crack, did you see clips of that part? So when he's talking about the PDF?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, bro. I feel like with the whole Ye shit just period, bro, I feel like you shouldn't judge, not you, but just, you know, in general, shouldn't judge because, remember, he's spewing out one side of the argument.
Yeah.
You feel me? Somebody had to say something to him for him to say this thing that he's saying, which it sounds so weird because the person who said whatever to him is like a Jay-Z. You feel me? Or a high-ranking person. You would never believe... Oh, he said this to him, you know what I'm saying? But somebody said it. Somebody said it. So it's like, if you look at it from one angle, it's like, man, he tweaking, he going crazy.
Right.
You know, but on the other end, you got to look at it from both sides. It's, somebody said something to him to make him say, woo, woo. And then, like, let's bring it to the point where, like, that nigga ain't never wrong. He might be... off timing, he might be saying it too soon.
It might sound crazy coming out of his mouth.
Might be this, might be that. But 5 years from now, niggas gonna be like, man, Kanye was right, bro. He said that. And then everybody just gonna go on about their day.
Yep, yeah.
But why y'all wasn't giving him the grace when he was saying the shit? Why y'all wasn't giving him the grace like, hey, he might be on to something. We don't know what he on, but he might be on to something. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just be, oh, he crazy.
Yeah,
it's like, nah, somebody said something.
All right, you know, so for me, the part of what you're saying that I do agree with is that he's in rooms that he's a billionaire, you know what I'm saying? And he's one of the top tier artists of this generation. So obviously, people are not going to have that information, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I do agree with he's privy to information that people don't know about that he might be letting out. So when I say things start making sense in what he's saying, even though it sounds wild, is like even when he was talking about, okay, well, I got the like iced out swastika and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because like those Jewish people that run the industry and we artists, so we know that they run the industry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like they capitalizing off of black people's pain. So now when I put that pain in front of them, they don't like
it. They don't like it.
Yeah, so that I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You're doing it in a wild way. But now that you're saying that, now that I can hear something, I know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Whether I agree with it or not, like I can see it makes some sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I do feel like he is going through things, especially because he expressed he's bipolar and then he said he's bipolar schizophrenic. You know what I'm saying?
He said they was trying to put him in the hospital, so that's why he was trying to get to, China or Japan? He was trying to get to Japan. Like, think about it. That nigga gave academics an hour and 20 minutes before he had to dip. So it wasn't like, oh, man, well, you know, if I really want to finish this up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and he just do that. And he continued the interview while he was walking away to leave.
Yes. He told academics to jump on a plane with him. He can come to Japan.
No, bro, it's just like when dude told him, I'll take you to Zombieland forever. Remember that?
Yeah.
But remember before we saw that message, remember he was like, yeah, they trying to, they saying they gonna, you know, take me to zombie land forever. Niggas was like, what? The hell are you talking about? What? Yeah, right, like, yeah. This nigga psycho. You feel me? Yeah. But then we see the messages, then niggas just like,
oh, that's what he's talking
about. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Right, so it's like, I ain't co-signing nothing no celebrity doing, because they on another level of doing just... Yeah. Just period. You
feel
me?
They way different circles, bro.
But it's like, bro, you gotta see things for what they really is. Like somebody saying something to do to make the flip out like this. Somebody doing something to do. Somebody, you know, I'm poking them, doing this, doing that. Shorty, his wife, ex-wife, whatever, is doing things to him. His current, well, she might be his ex-wife now.
Yeah.
Is his her family doing shit to him?
Yeah.
Amber got what, 10 million?
He just seemed like he just going off on some crazy shit.
He on some enemy of the state shit, bro.
In 3 years, 5 years, we gonna be like, damn, the nigga was right. And everybody just gonna be like,
well, one of the things that I do look at is just like a characteristic thing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be like, when I look at people, I'll be like, well, how many people is around you that just been around you? How many of them people still there?
Yeah.
And when I look at Ye, I don't be seeing none of them people there no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's only from the outside looking in, because you never know what's going on in the background. And the other thing is, all of this stuff that's coming out in Hollywood and all these industries, look at what's happening to Diddy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody was aware of none of this. I don't think you could take nothing off the table that's happening.
Yeah. But I thought John Minop was back in his corner. I thought that, you know,
he was talking Malik mad
Youssef,
crazy.
Malik Youssef. That's
Malik Youssef.
Yeah. Oh, that's Youssef. I thought, you know, I thought he's always there. You know what I'm saying?
So was in who corner? Oh, Ye?
Yeah, like, I thought he was back. Like, I mean, like, where are those guys at? Like, when he walked out of that interview, I don't know if you saw the end of it when he was walking out to the elevator. It was three French white people.
Yeah, yeah.
That he was
yeah.
talking to, that he says, oh, yeah, they work for me.
Yeah, and he said they've been around him for a long time.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, you talking about the chick who made Skims, right?
Yeah.
Is that who it
that's,
is?
That's one of his friends he had for like 20 years.
That's what he was saying. So he's like, they were there. It was like three of them. Yeah. And to be honest with you, he must have had that whole floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked like they came and took over
the
floor and cleaned up. Because all he did was take a bag with him that had the KK, the black KKK outfit.
The outfit, yeah.
You know he actually, no, he left the outfit behind.
No, he gave it to them.
Yeah, he gave it to
and
them.
And he was mad as hell.
He was like, damn, I gave it to them. He said, it's all good.
But because he said he got a leather one.
But, man, he was talking crazy about Don C. I was like, but I did understand it, too, because he was
but
like.
You gotta, he's only telling one side. You gotta, I ain't co-signing nothing. Yeah, but I just be looking at the real, because a motherfucker will try to flip shit on you. Just be like, he crazy. Just turn your head away from him.
How do y'all feel about the Virgil talk, though? Like, I feel like Virgil should be a little off limits.
Off limits.
You know what I'm saying? He's not here to, like, to defend himself. Don C, if you think he a bitch or whatever, he's here to be able to, like, be like, nah, nigga, I ain't no bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, Travis, he was talking about Trav, even though he didn't talk about Trav bad, because he owed Trav, like, anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the only thing
John
I would
Legend
say...
smells like mashed potatoes. Like, you know, like, Jay-Z's kids are retarded.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, like all this, like, and he apologized immediately for that.
The only thing I'll say about the Virgil situation is it's not like that's new. Even when Virgil was alive, they were at odds at one point.
Because he wanted to be the creative director of Louis Vuitton, bro.
He was jealous.
It's kind of like, bro, you never know what him and Virgil in a room and they were saying.
What's happened?
Now he kind of bogus for saying he was a bitch after he died. Yeah. But what if he got the space to say that?
Remember, Ye was the first nigga though. Let's be honest. On the fast ship. Or all of them niggas.
Yep.
Ye was doing internships.
Polo.
Not polo. He was doing internships at like Givenchy or some shit back then.
Yeah,
like trying
remember
to get into that.
He had the first Louis sneakers
Feel like they did like kind of get in. Like, and maybe sometimes, I think Kanye really wanted that fashion thing.
No, he just said it. He was jealous. We can admit, Ye... low key admitted he was jealous.
He did. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether he said it directly or inadvertently, he admitted he was jealous of Virgil. Like, we know he was. You know what I'm saying? He felt like that was, oh, that was my spot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, it wasn't your spot because you didn't get it.
Exactly. But I mean, you probably could, like, now, like, the people like Da Vinci and all them all your homies. Yeah. Like, I'm sure they'll let you get a line off.
He too wild, man.
Yeah, well, now, you know what I'm saying? Back then. Back then is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, of course, like, you didn't have to go straight to, like, man, everybody, like, that's the highest of the highs going to the Louis Vuitton whole hemisphere, what is it, stratosphere or whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, even get into that whole thing, because it's just not Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. It's
a whole bunch of other stuff, right?
Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy.
So it's like, you know, like, that's a conglomerate, bro.
It's a huge thing, bro.
Yeah. One of the things I do respect about it is that he's somebody like that's like Dave Chappelle is like uncancelable. And I don't really rock with cancel culture as it is because I feel like they took it too far.
They took it way too far. Like, I believe in canceling a little bit or certain people who really should
deserve
be canceled.
Yeah.
But the whole where they just build you up to cancel
when,
you.
When you digging up tweets from like when somebody was like
13.
And then Twitter just started. Nah, come on, bro, man. People grow in advance and are in other spaces in life where they're not even in that same mentality. You got to have room for people to grow. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you feel when it's like, because I'm on the fence with it, but how you feel when it's like, they could have been 13, but they talking about R word. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you
got to give a motherfucker a chance to grow. You got to this, you got to that.
But still, that's kind of like, wild.
You
kind of
weird.
I feel like it ain't their space to grow. I feel like now they at a different level, so now they can't expose it like that. You know what I mean? But really, internally, they still feel that 13-year-old way.
That's what I'm, you can grow.
I'm famous now, so I can't show none of that. I gotta clean myself up. But this is how I really feel.
Yeah.
Now you know what I feel about that situation? I feel like that is you have to break that down by the individual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like because overall the spectrum is like, okay, I can't judge everybody the same type of way. So like if you do have something out there that's like that, I have to actually see the growth. Yeah. I have to see that there was changes made. Paul.
That's
a commercial break.
We could have kept talking. Seeing
the growth is crazy, bro.
Yeah, because when you pointed it out, it was like it stopped me dead.
Thank you for doing that. Hold on.
Nah.
It was real close.
Nah, man.
That's what we do though, bro. We do it all the time, and he be overdoing it. So I'm glad somebody got him on a real one.
You're right. Because you gotta see some people will be like, he's still a scumbag. Some people will be like, oh, he a prestigious nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So I
would totally agree with that.
Was there any tweets between like back then between the whole Tiger and Kylie shit?
It was some wild tweets.
I mean? Yeah, like so. It's like, I mean, like that's like, how does that like work out? Like, I feel like, to be honest with you, man, like I don't know how minds live in that world, bro. Like, I know it's good for like promoting yourself and like us podcasts, shit like that. You with the music, whatever. Us with the music back then. We didn't even have that back then. Like, think about if we had that back then, bro. We would have been killing now.
We would have been going.
If we had SoundCloud back then, like really, like back then, like I feel like the Fake Store Drive era was like sound, like our equivalent to like SoundCloud rapping.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
that whole blog.
Just the blog era.
MySpace
put a lot of people on too.
Yeah.
MySpace did it. But yeah, that blog era, Two Dope Boys, like all of them things.
But I feel like that was a good stepping stone. But what these niggas got right now is just ridiculousness, man.
Yeah, but they don't have the quality.
That's the problem. They got the trade. Because it's saturated now because everybody want to rap and everybody can rap.
Or the work ethic.
All they got to do is have a laptop computer.
You know what I'm saying? That shit sucks. It does.
But these kids is like going crazy for it, man. Like Rolling Loud. Like
because what they supposed to think? They see Jello Ball doing it. They like, shit, I can do that shit too.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
But it's never long-winded.
It got to a point. It got to a point for me where I was like, I used to be able to tell niggas, like, man, this shit is ass. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And now I still do it, like, amongst my peers and shit. Yeah, but, yeah. like, who am I to say something ass? Because some things that's ass begin traction.
Yeah. No, but how I feel about that, bro, is traction is different when it's organic and when it's paid.
Yeah. You feel me?
Because we can do I was going to name somebody, but I ain't going to name them for personal reasons. But, like, it's like a lot of big name artists that are only big because they were paid for to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's different with an organic artist that got big and then now, like, they have fans forever. Like, at least for the next 10 to 15 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a huge difference between that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a real huge difference.
Yeah.
And you can tell. You can super tell who's been paid for and who hasn't.
So do you believe in industry plants?
For sure. Oh,
that's 100%.
Oh, for sure.
People be trying to, like, pretend like they not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I kind of went off on Twitter about that yesterday. Like, yeah. People, like, what happened to people, bro? Like, people be, like, pretending they don't see shit going on. Like, right,
well, you know what?
The Matrix,
dog.
Right here.
Well, you know what? Like, you know what I think the downfall of rap came from is when A&R ain't stopped.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You think it stopped fully?
I really think it's fully gone, bro.
I don't think it's fully gone,
then it's put into a point where it's not useful.
No, it's two different things.
It's putting into a point where it's not A&Ring, it's more I'm molding a look and a sound.
It's like, okay.
If I want, like, if this is what's hot right now, then I can mold this kid into this being that hot. Right. Instead of A&Ring being back in the day. I can make this sound good.
Yeah.
Or I can show this person who has talent become more talented.
It's a combination of that. It's a combination of it's the wrong people doing the job. And it's also a combination of they're looking for the wrong things. Mm-hmm. Like, they're already looking for somebody that has something that's stable
That's what I'm getting at, though. It's like the A&R used to develop the artist. Now, the A&R develops something that looks like what they want it to be. It's not developing the artist and their talent anymore.
That's a good ass.
It's developing like, okay, I need it to sound like this. You know what? We want something that sounds like Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. Let's just mold this guy into sounding like Travis Scott.
Exactly. It's like a template.
It's a template. That's what it is now. Like, that's what A&R is. If you are good at doing that, like, hold on. And I'm not talking shit, but isn't Hitmaker Young Bird. And he like the vice president of A&R at Atlantic or whatever.
Yeah, one of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, even though, like, they make good music. That's what Atlantic does. They make hits. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
they just be molding the artist into, like, what they want it to sound like right now instead of developing the artist.
I feel like somebody like Young Berg is like perfect for a role like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, to make hits, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, because he could do that. He went from being the artist to now creating hits for people.
He's like the Diddy of, like, right now. And no,
nobody wants to be called that.
None of that, though. What I mean, I'm talking about Diddy used to make, like, hits, bro. Like, whatever the case may be, he was in the studio. He may not have been touching buttons, and I don't know, like, what Berg does on the production side as far as touching the pads or anything like that, but I guarantee you that he can, like,
gonna let that one slide, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't wanna
touching the pads.
Don't call me.
That's wild. But
touching the pads as well.
But to your point, right? That's what Ye was talking about in the interview when he was like, "Oh, you're letting your niggers get too far out of hand," because that's what's wrong with what they doing. They not looking for longevity in nobody. They just looking, who hot today?
It's a microwave.
Put them on. We gonna give them a little money,
and then
we gonna cut them off, and we gonna have them out here like a fiend. You be noticing these artists be hot for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep. No longer.
Yep.
2 years, we gonna let them. We might not even let them get a million. You know what I'm saying?
They might get that first record off, but that second record is going to be a flop.
But they're going to do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they didn't promote it.
Yeah, they ain't worked that. Yeah.
They didn't pay for it to yeah. be to where the first one. Yeah, yeah, it's all by design, yeah, man.
It's that button,
and
Ye, man.
And Ye just said that, but now, but he crazy. He crazy. He crazy. He just said, oh, you letting your niggas get too big. Yeah. You got to cut them off after 2 years. See, I be peeping like the shit dude be saying and shit. I don't even be whole ass watching the interviews and shit. Yeah, but yeah. when I do, I be seeing the right parts. That's what yeah. I'll say. I yeah. be seeing the right parts.
But I will say about Ye, he just lost another friend, man.
Who else? Who?
He just lost the game.
Why is the game not fucking with him?
The
game took a picture with Top 5, which is Drake's little hitter. You yeah. know what I'm saying? And because, you know, Game messed with Drake and Game messed with Top 5 or whatever. So I guess it came out, after he took the picture with Top 5, then Ye was like, damn, you over there posing with the ops. This man, like, was trying to actively kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was threatening his life yeah. and shit.
So he said, well, I guess I'm not producing, because he was supposed to produce Game's next album.
Yeah.
So he's like, I guess I'm not producing that album. And then Ye also had gifted the game 2 chromed out Maybachs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he said, yeah, I want the Maybachs.
He probably already
he said, I want
fucked in them joints already. So he don't need them no more.
He said, I want I want the Maybachs back. You know what I'm saying? So the game hopped on Instagram. He said, fuck you and your Maybachs, little nigga. I'll be back in LA in a week. Come get him yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then he started talking about how, like, Kanye had called him about the Top 5 situation and saying, yo, can you squash it or whatever? And that he talked to Top 5 about it. He tried to settle the situation. And then he tried to hit Kanye about it. And Kanye changed his number on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which those things could happen in the industry. I don't think he just changed his number because I don't want the game to have my new number.
I don't know, man. All that shit sounds so sus, bro, to me. Like, this whole that's like... Like, that's like some high school shit, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
You know, people
like
in the real
shit.
World got so much other things to, like, worry about, like paying bills. Like, if these niggas actually had to worry about paying bills, I guarantee you, like, half of this shit wouldn't be, they wouldn't be talking about half.
For me personally, right, like, if I'm looking at something, like, if I fuck with somebody, right, and then they don't fuck with another certain individual that I might fuck with, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the situation of that circumstance, you know what I'm saying?
Depends.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever, you know, if y'all both my niggas, I'm gonna look at the situation, and if I feel indifferent about it, I'm gonna just be like, okay, I'll fuck with both of y'all. I feel like none of y'all have a point to this shit, so I'm gonna just keep it neutral. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to say nothing about my man's over here when I'm in your presence, and I don't want him to say nothing about you. You know what I'm saying? But now if it's something where I'm like, oh no, this shit foul, then I'm looking at it different. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's about the circumstance, bro.
It has to be, bro. Yeah. It has to be. Because, you know, niggas be tweaking sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And then they end up being cool with them niggas because they realize, oh, this shit was over some bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that shit work itself out. You just got to give it time. So that's just where I stand on that. Like, I don't care. Like, if I don't like a nigga and my nigga's cool with that with this nigga, I'm cool with that shit too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to have niggas picking sides and shit unless it crosses a fucking line.
Depending.
Yeah. Unless it crosses a line.
Yeah.
You know, then it's like, nah, that's overboard. You know, there's certain situations that's like, nah, we just not having that shit.
Yeah, it's certain situations where you gotta pick a side. Most of the time, like.
Yeah, yeah. True. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Crack, you watch sports? I know you say you ain't played too many sports, but you watch that shit?
I don't really be watching sports, man, but I am a basketball fan.
Okay.
I ain't really watched the NBA since the bubble for real, but you know what I mean? I be fucking around every now and then.
So you tap, but you know enough to like know something?
I know enough.
Okay, bet. So we get it. We'll get into this because, you know, everything's set. We got the matchups for the East and the West right now. So I'm going to just run through them real quick. So for the West, the number one is the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And they play the 8th seed, which the 8th seed is either between the Sacramento Kings and the Dallas Mavericks.
Because the play-in starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Well, let
the
me
plans
just...
is dumb as hell, but I ain't win.
You know what? Look, I thought that when they first started talking about it, but all of the playing games been kind of exciting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's been exciting basketball.
Now, that shit dumb as hell.
The idea of it, of like, it's a one and done.
Yeah.
That part of it seems like stupid as fuck to me.
You gotta win two games to get into the playoffs. That's what's trash to me.
The number 10th seed?
It depends where you're seated. Because if you're the 10th seed, then it's one and done for you. You're not playing two games. You just knocked off.
If you win, though?
Yeah, if you win two games. Yeah, if you win, you're playing two games.
Yeah,
if you lose, you knocked
off. That's stupid.
They're just putting the 9th seed to go against the 10th seed,
right? That's just extra ad money. That's all.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Just extra. They was trying to
extra game, extra revenue for stadiums, extra.
Yeah, for sure. And people that don't really deserve it get into those seeds anyway.
It's like, when did they start to play? Wasn't that like 2022 type shit?
Right after the bubble, I think.
Yeah. Oh, after the bubble.
Yeah, we had to be right after the bubble.
Yeah, that shit. It ain't gonna last, man. Motherfuckers gonna be like, remember the play?
But what I do respect is the NBA got to do something because this like viewership is kind of been diminishing a little bit, so they got to try to throw some type of excitement in there.
The game is trash.
Yes, it's because these niggas don't care, bro.
Yeah, but they shouldn't focus on like creating new shit. They should focus on making
the product better.
Like, they made the game soft.
These niggas get too much money for them to change that.
Nah, you know what though? That shit's gonna change. That shit's gonna change. And I just heard some shit, and I just thought about it because Hustle sent it to a group chat with me and Squeeze in it. And it was a Instagram about this one shorty from Texas Tech that's staying because he's going to get $4 million in NIL money. If he went to the league, right, and he got, let's say he went from 10 to 20, 20 to 30, whatever. Yeah. He'd get like $2 million a year. Yeah. He's going to make more money in the college than he would in the league. So why do he's making like... They said the $4 million he's making like a 200. It's 450 players in the league.
Sure,
it's like 250.
Nigga,
he's like number 250 making that money.
For sure, nigga. But that only lasts 4 years, nigga.
Yeah.
So like, you gonna cap? That's gonna keep niggas in college.
But then they're gonna get better.
That's not making the NBA better.
It's gonna make the NBA better in the end because they're gonna keep playing. They're gonna develop.
You know,
and then they're gonna get in there. They're gonna be good, bro.
You know,
back in the day, when it was James Worthy. And it was like Michael Jordan.
They wasn't making shit.
About, you know, when you was talking about when the game was so great and all you niggas want to talk about that, is because them niggas stayed until their junior year. This will make people stay until their junior year.
I don't believe that.
Unless you're a lottery pick.
If you're top 10,
I get that. But nigga, if you 10 through 30... and they offering you $4 million a year, nigga. You're gonna take that until the wheels fall off,
nigga. They're gonna get into the league. They're gonna get into the league, make millions, and stop fucking caring, nigga. Like the rest of these niggas.
No, they're not, bro. They're gonna take the money that they can get here and get their degree, and then go into the league.
You know, and it's gonna be different when these niggas start losing money because they lose viewership and all of them. That sponsorship.
I'm not talking about the NBA. It's gonna get better because the players are gonna get better because they're staying in college longer to develop. That's what's gonna happen.
There's
dog.
Good players,
and that NIL money is gonna make that.
There's
shit
good
happen.
Players in the NBA right now,
and it's gonna start. It's gonna weed motherfuckers out too.
Gonna
weed out a lot of the trash players. Because look, if you was good your first year, you can go straight to the league, right?
Yep.
Now, look, you got to be good year two, year three too. If you ain't good year two, you fade off. Then hell, we ain't even talking about you no more.
But the thing
I'm telling you, bro. It's a difference. It's gonna be good.
But look, the thing is, why I feel like you kind of wrong is because a nigga that because
it came out of my mouth.
No,
that's why.
No, that's the other thing too.
Because I said it, nigga.
Yeah,
that's why.
The other thing. You be saying wrong ass shit.
Yeah, you just want to. You always gotta argue some
but
shit.
Look,
like,
no, the thing is, a nigga that's that nigga that you like a Cooper Flag ass
nigga.
Nigga,
I just said that already. I said like, if you're not from 1 to 10, I'm taking them out. But if you are from 10 to 32, nigga,
well,
it's going to make all
well,
that change.
That's yet to be seen. We're going to have to see how
I'm
they develop.
That.
Let's moving along. Moving along.
I'm saying.
The play-in, I'll start from the play-in. The play-in for the West is Sacramento Kings against the Dallas Mavericks. Then it's the Golden State Warriors against the Memphis Grizzlies. Then in the first round, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder, with whichever becomes the 8th seed. Then it's the Denver Nuggets versus the Clippers. Lakers versus the Timberwolves. Rockets, whoever is the number 7 seed. For the East, the play-in is the Bulls.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We back in there, baby.
Yeah.
So. Against the Heat.
Womp, womp, womp!
Which, man, we already seen that, but I guess we ain't seen it without Jimmy Butler in there. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what that turned into. It's the Magic against the Hawks. Then for the first round, it's Cleveland against whoever wins the AFC. The Pacers against the Bucks. The Knicks against the Pistons. And then the Celtics against whoever wins the 7th seed. So from that, I want to ask y'all, because we made predictions. Crack, you wasn't here for the predictions.
I don't even remember mine.
We made predictions before. Does anybody want to change up their predictions?
I don't even remember mine.
You said
I'm gonna change mine up. You said Boston. Now that I think about it,
no, and he wearing a Boston jersey right now. Trying to say he did.
I said OKC.
I think he said OKC. I think he did.
This is Reggie. Reggie Lewis, bro.
You said OKC as well. He said OKC with you. I think you said Denver.
Denver.
Yeah, he did. He did say Denver.
So, do anybody want to switch that up?
Javi
said he want to switch.
I want to switch up the East. I'm gonna put it on instead of. I thought Boston was gonna take it, but I'm gonna go for Cleveland.
Okay, not a bad selection or whatever.
I switch mine.
What? What's yours?
I'm going with the Bulls.
I bet home team, man. I ain't mad at it.
I'm picking the worst team in the whole shit, bro.
I do want to switch mine too. Look, I said the Lakers from the West was going to take it.
Yeah, I told you that was a bum ass.
No, I think I'm sticking with that.
You should definitely throw that away.
I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down on it, right? But for the East, I said the Knicks.
We don't care about, like, you can't have two teams.
No. I said the Lakers was going to win it ultimately.
That's what you got to keep there. You can't change your shit.
That's what the premise of this shit was. It's not, though. Nobody want to change it.
No, it's not. If you still said that ultimately you think they're going to win. Then stay with that pick.
Oh, no.
You can't just change the shit now. And still be like, they're going to come back like, I told y'all niggas the Lakers is going to win. You're not going to be able to do that.
Stay with your team, nigga. Look, I definitely know it's not going to be OKC. Bet that.
It's going to be the Bulls.
You want to make a bet?
It's going to be the Bulls.
You just changed your... Nigga, just change his, bro.
Yeah.
You just said I can't change mine and yours.
Ultimately, I think OKC is going to win. You're still standing 10 toes down on the Lakers winning the championship.
Yes, nigga.
So then stay with that then. How you gonna? That's having two teams. That's not fair.
No, nigga. I'm saying the Lakers is.
So then you gotta say I think the Lakers are not gonna win then.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Then you can't do it then. You can't change.
This nigga, yo, crack.
You can't change.
Let me tell you something about my nigga Chris Ill, which I love dearly. You know what I'm saying? The nigga don't listen well. He talk better than he listen.
Can't change.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. I'm not changing that ultimately the Lakers is going to win. I'm just changing who they going to go against.
We did not pick who they were going to go against.
Yes, we did, nigga.
Oh, we picked. This nigga is, these niggas are writing a whole nother show.
Yo, Reap.
He's writing a whole nother show right now.
Reap, did we pick the East and the West?
I only picked Oklahoma.
No, exactly. You only picked one team, nigga.
Javi just said.
I for sure did.
Yes.
I was calling the finals. I was like, it's going to be the Thunder.
I only picked one.
Yo, going against Cleveland.
Javi just said right now, before I even spoke, he said, I just want to change my pick that I had from the East. I want to change it to Cleveland. Didn't he just say that?
We didn't do that.
Moving along. We'll keep it the same just because. But I'm going to definitely show you the clip back because you. My nigga Chris Hill, he just... Yeah, okay, listen. We'll come back right after these commercial breaks. You dig?
You know where the fuck I had her at? Ha! Thanks, Ray Ray. Fuck people who can't change, I just maintain. Easiest weight gain or losing, I won't choose one. Both on my shoulder more than 2 tons. They spiked the fruit punch, it wasn't too fun, huh? Give me a few months, I need space. I ain't gonna walk for my pain. Let me know if the cut was safe. She a butterface, I'm finna take her back there and juice her. Her mama always at work and abusive. The conflict crucial, gotta
be too something to do something. I sold raps for gold plaques, but with Riviera, cause it's no lacking. Too dope, I had to screw both. My homie bailed out. Legal loopholes, I'm on your head like a Super Bowl. Maybe that's too close for cover clothes on. Bodies bumping, we ain't know what it was or what it wasn't. About to leave with her cousin, slimy. She was a dime piece.
Welcome back to the Astonishingly Odd Podcast. We're going to get right into it, man, because we got a guest today, man. So I definitely want to tap into everything you got going on. First of all, do you have anything new in 2025 that people could look forward to from you?
Yeah, man. I got a album coming with Fool's Gold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A-track?
Yeah. Going to be some fire shit. Been working on it for probably like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Got some fire features, got some fire production on that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man.
Couldn't think of nothing less from you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. Definitely. I want to talk about being an independent artist, you know, and just in a prior discussion outside of the podcast, we was talking about how you, like, just do, like, one-off things sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because your independency is important to you.
Yeah.
When did you get into that mind frame? What put you into that mind frame? And, like, how do you keep that going? I know it's the harder route. It's the longer route. And sometimes, like, these kids that's coming up. Okay, pause. Pause.
Nah, you didn't have to do that one. Nah, man. You're good, man.
It's the harder route.
Keep going too far with that, man.
Okay. But like some of these kids that's coming in, they don't understand, like, sometimes they hit independence and they don't know what that entails. From your perspective, like, how has that gone and what keeps you motivated to stay in that direction?
Man, you just see a lot of motherfuckers doing fuck shit, man. So, you know. Yes. It's easier than you would think to stay on the straight path, you know what I mean? But it is a long path, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you're not ready for that work, not ready to put that real work in, then you know it might not be for you.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of fuck Nick, have you ever
talking to the
about,
mic?
Have you ever thought about like going like the traditional?
What's the traditional route?
You know, like getting a deal and the whole having them do the whole thing and, you know what I'm saying, having the backing behind, like a unit behind you. Like, have you ever thought about it? Because I mean, from, you know, and I've long known you for many, many years, but as long as I've known you, it's always been like either like you doing some one off shit or, you know what I'm saying, something that you doing from yourself.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever like wanted to like through that route, like where it was like, you know, like a machine behind you. You with Def Jam or you're with Atlantic or Universal.
Nah, I don't think that would fit me. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to have creative control. You know what I mean? They'd be trying to change me. You said it earlier, you know, they'd be trying to, you need to sound more like Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to Cardi.
Yeah, shout out to Cardi, man. Like, for real.
But it's just like, no, because, you know, like, I ain't going to cap, bro. Like just to put it bluntly, G, white people don't know what
they don't know, yeah.
What niggas.
Nah,
they think they know.
They definitely think they know.
But yes. they don't have a fucking clue. And that's one reason why music is going in such a fucked up direction. But it's like, nah, man, just a bunch of white dudes with money.
Yeah.
Like, that don't even sound appealing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even, like, they don't know what to do with it, but they just like, yo, we're going to just put you in some things that we don't even know, and we're just going to get you sounding like the hottest person right now, and you won't be hot next week, yeah. Type shit. Like, yeah.
Well, so, no, that's interesting though, because a lot of people that we were like around like back then, like lungs was guys were doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like at that point, like, you know, like I think like it was a race to like trying to like get a record deal. And like, to be honest with you, like I feel like you were probably one of the that weren't trying to do that.
Yeah.
And you like one of the last Mohicans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you see what that did. But no shade to a motherfucker who was looking for a deal, because that's what we was taught to, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
and it's not like I knew, like, oh, don't. I just saw niggas doing fuck shit. So it was like, ah, I ain't gonna do that. It's not like I, you know, foresaw the future and was like, oh no, I'm not gonna. Nah, it was like I wanted and was going to sign other deals and do other shit. And a motherfucker put me on like, nah, bro, dude, you supposed to do partnerships. You're not supposed to sign yourself to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Sign yourself away. So it was like, oh, and this is when this was first becoming a topic. You know what I mean? So like I was telling my mans earlier, like if it wasn't for people who did sign fucked up deals or had fucked up situations, it wouldn't be room for niggas who was like, oh, nah, I see something wrong with this. I don't know what it is, but I know it ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been, you know, prompted to sign some fucked up contracts. You know what I'm saying? I was just smart enough to, like, nah, you know, I ain't gonna really sign none. You know what I'm saying?
And you've done, like, a lot of collaborative, well, not a lot, but you've done a few collaborative projects. How does that go with doing a collaborative project? Like, how do y'all know what label is going to go under or what y'all doing with
that?
Man,
it's funny you say that, because when you were scrolling earlier, I saw a project that ain't supposed to be on there. You feel me? It's not supposed to be on there. And dude is trying his hardest to keep it up. And, you know, it's like, pause, you know. Now you playing the pause game. Yeah. But no, he's trying his hardest to, like, keep it going and shit like that. It's like, bro, just let it go. You know what I'm saying? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's just like, he claim he don't fuck with me. He claim he don't this, that, and the third. Okay, cool. We both know that it's mutual. So take the shit down. Okay. I try to take the shit down 3-4 times. They keep sending me back. Oh, no, nah, he say he ain't taking it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we don't want to speak on dude.
Not at all.
Okay.
I don't give energy to suckers.
Yeah, okay. Nah, I feel that. So what if we just don't say a name?
That's cool.
Okay, not saying a name, because me and you, you know, you my man, 100 grand.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We never spoke on a situation because I feel like certain situations really don't need to be spoken upon. But at the same time, like, from a fan, because I'm a fan of you, bro. Yeah, I'm like, I'm your friend, but I'm your fan too.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? So, but like, I always wondered, like, because that felt like a good connection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was great.
I thought that was going to be like the biggest shit that was gonna happen in Chicago, like, for real.
Yeah,
like,
that's what's happening.
I really did though, and I'm no bullshit, and like, and you know, none of that, like, for real. Like, I really thought, like, because to be honest with you, I respect both of y'all when it comes to like y'all lyricism and what y'all do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all do it at the ultimate highest point. So like what really like stopped that whole like thing from happening? Because I was so excited for that, bro. Like, for real.
Normally I wouldn't even talk about this, but I fuck with y'all and astonish my nigga, right?
Come on now, I know.
I would never, ever speak.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a little wavy right now, and I fuck with you, nigga. So, right?
And this is all respectfully. Like,
nah,
it's
all respectfully and disrespectfully.
Okay.
But it's like, well, first thing is like, because it's where you want me to start at. First part of it is dude manager is some sucker ass shit. We come out manager,
absolutely
signing stupid shit and doing it. He did some real fucked up shit where we dropped the album first, and you know, it did its thing, did numbers, and we dropped this. We just finna drop the second one. This lame ass nigga go and like put the album like under his name or some shit like that. So like, you know, like when it come out, it's not under our name. So it just went to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just thought that was gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and it did absolutely nothing. And people were like, even months later, like, damn, that y'all dropped another album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. His manager, sucker. I ain't really got nothing to say bad about dude, cause I'm just not, you know, motherfuckers know what it is, but
I really don't seem like it sounds like you do have anything. Like
I don't really. It's just, bro, it just really was some it was some sucker shit, like me and another rapper that I used to be around heavy, I used to look up to, be my big bro. He really was the cause of all of this, you know what I'm saying? He basically turned dude against me, like, oh, you know, and what does dude know but to go with what he's saying? It's supposed to be brother, yeah. Right? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like on some fuck shit. I was watching niggas do fuck shit.
Right. It comes back to the whole fuck shit thing. Is
watching fuck right. Niggas do fuck shit. But yeah, nah, like, I don't got no ill will towards it now, but yeah. But then it was crazy because it was like, I'm bringing these niggas up in every interview. I'm holding these niggas to a high standard, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these niggas because I really fuck with these
guys. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And them niggas kind of just basically was like, man, like, what have you done for me lately type shit? Like,
yeah.
I just did a verse for you last week. But it was like, oh, well, what you do for me this week?
Mm.
It was like, damn, it's right. Like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we had to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We definitely not trying to stir the pot on this or bring anything up. We just respect both of y'all on a high level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, things sometimes it's that going back to that line, those lines being crossed or whatever. Yeah. Like I said, I never asked you about it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not even nothing for me to ask you about. You my man, 100 grand, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that the other person, because I did want to ask you about another person, but when you just said my big homie or whatever, another person, I just don't know if this is the person now. So I'm going to say it anyway. If anything, we could cut it out, the situation.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you about...
Yeah... Okay. That was the nigga who I thought was my big brother.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we're talking about the exact thing that we're talking about.
I was going to, because that's so crazy because those are like your two collaboration projects. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just it's fucked up to me how those things, the project, the music part of it comes out great.
Yeah.
And then the other end of it, I do want to ask you this. Do you feel like there's a space or a world where anything could be rectified, or is that completely off the table?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't feel like it's anything that needs to be rectified just because at this point it's been so many years.
Yeah,
like, sure. Niggas don't really.
Yeah.
But it's just certain shit, bro, you can't come back from.
There ain't no way that we'll ever see that album, though, again. Another one of them albums again.
Because just off the shrink, bro, it don't matter if we was 100 grand right now. It just wouldn't have been that just because of the type of nigga I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It would have been something that's, oh, we did that already, you know?
Right.
Let's do something different.
Is there another collaborative effort that you would want to do, maybe like with Astonish or something like that?
Someone we can say?
Yeah. Hell
yeah. I'm just Astonish or something like that's just coming to mind.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Can Ill make some of the beats, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
We just do it, you know? We do a collab joint like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm loving that. It sounds great to me already.
Yes, sir. I don't think it's going to end up in the same type of wavelength that your trajectory where your collaborative efforts have gone.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Nah, bro, that situation showed me something, though, man. It showed me something that I can't, like, you can't pay for. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, when people think you going up, like, bigger than you going up, they going to show you what they really feel about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like... If that was my time to go up on 100 million, niggas just showed me where they was standing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like a situation that I be thinking about sometimes. Like, damn, man, what if type thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I'm not a what if type nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't no such thing as what if. It ain't no such thing as potential.
Yeah.
Because potential is only what you would do in that person's shoes. You feel me?
Right.
And you would never be in that person's shoes. So therefore, there's no such thing as potential. So, like, when niggas be like, oh, man, y'all was the biggest thing or whatever. It's like, no, I appreciate that for sure. That's love. But it's just like, but was we, though? Because we had the potential. What's potential?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's true. What's potential without it actually happening? You know what I'm saying? No, I get exactly what you're saying. Because that's what it was. But, I mean, even the one joint that was done, like, I feel like was, like, just raw.
No, because it's a lot of fans.
Y'all just in such the pocket, though. Y'all in the same.
It's a lot of fans that look at that and they want that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From a fan perspective, you understand that because they're getting great music. That's like, it's nothing to say about that. It's great music.
And like I said, both y'all my niggas, bro. It's like, man, like, I was just so hyped, you know what I'm saying, to see. Because like both y'all, my niggas, from not even knowing each, like from y'all knowing each other.
Yeah,
like, I know y'all both from different.
Just separate. Yeah.
Like when I heard that come together and then you hear that project, like, man, this shit is just like unbelievable music, bro. Like,
bro, how we came together was even crazy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really supposed to happen like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it did. And it happened. It was cool. It was what it was. But Them niggas just wasn't my kind of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, just period. Like, them, they homies, just them type of people in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No shade to them. I'm not shitting on them, nothing. I'm just saying.
Respectfully. Everything's all respectful.
I'm a West Side nigga. They some South Side niggas. Them just ain't my type of niggas. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying?
They know what it is.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no shitting on nobody, nothing. Yeah. It's just and I should have knew that, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because when you're artist, you kind of got to put yourself in a different mindset. But I want to get away from that.
Because
I know we don't got you for too much longer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got to pause that.
Nah, man. You're going overboard now. You're going overboard.
I'm on edge now, man.
Gonna keep moving.
Pause police.
Yeah. Right, pause police. We said we needed a pause referee, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I got two more things. Your time is limited. We definitely appreciate you sharing your time.
Man, go and run it up, man. Run it up.
Yeah. So the thing is, the first thing I want to know is, damn, I forgot what I want to know
I got a question.
Yeah,
I just want to ask you, who out of Chicago are you listening to nowadays?
Ugly Boy Modeling.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
It's Larry Hoover.
Yes, sir.
With K.
Ugly Boy Modeling. Why do I know that?
Because you know him. You heard him.
Yeah.
He's featured
on all my shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But
you
know him.
I know him, though. Yeah.
You remember Drunken Monkey?
Yes.
That's how you know him.
Okay. Yeah,
that's his cousin.
Absolutely.
I'm like, nigga,
Drunken Monkey is the nigga. Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Drunken Monkey is where I get some of my sauce from. Man. Yeah. Shout out to that nigga.
I saw Drunken Monkey. I saw this nigga come rock a show after work in a suit.
Yeah.
This nigga ended up barefoot in dress socks.
Yeah. By the end.
Brother.
Yeah.
Brother tapping on the garbage can.
What?
And had a group of white folks doing like a circle with him while he tapping the garbage can rapping. This is the greatest shit I've ever seen in Chicago. Brother.
Yeah.
Chicago niggas do shit the best. Like, if you wasn't there, you wouldn't know.
Okay, I remember my shit now. Okay. Nah, I was just thinking about, like, earlier I told you, and I just do want to say it for the world as well to see, is that when the first time I met you, I remember, like, man, this nigga just looked like a star, like what somebody's supposed to look like to me, you know what I'm saying?
My nigga.
And you performing as well, I'm like, bro, this nigga just got it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hearing your style, I felt like it was something different, like not just something I'm used to hearing from, even from being in the city.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, like, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Like, besides the artist that I get it from, if you that is, but man, I just draw my inspiration from, like, always being an outsider.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was never. Nobody ever wanted me to come play at their house. You feel me? I was never allowed to go on the trips with, oh, we going on a trip this weekend. Ask your parents, can you? Y'all was talking about the Indiana. You feel me? Like, I wasn't never, like, because niggas always was, like, on some, like, he weird. He don't fit in. You know, he don't. And I love that. Like, as an adult, I love that because that made me who I am.
That rejection.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I love that shit. Like, I'm never playing a victim. But as a kid, though, it was like, that shit fucked me up. Like, yeah.
Shit's uncomfortable.
Up. Like, damn, don't nobody like me. And you know what I'm like? So like, I'm telling niggas, like, if motherfuckers don't fuck with you and they ain't rocking with you or whatever, keep doing you. Yeah. You feel me? Because they will later on, and they going to love you later on.
Yeah, let them catch up.
Real shit. They going to love you later on.
And the other thing I was going to do, I'm still going to play this motherfucking game, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't write this shit down for nothing. For sure. All right, so the game that I want to play is called Was It Me?
Another thing that wasn't gross went past the production team. Production team doesn't know anything about this.
It wasn't. Right.
Is this game sold in Walmart?
I'ma only do four.
You got four of them?
I'ma only do four, right?
Then why are you just gonna give them 10?
I was trying to do 10, so it'd
no,
be
yeah, no.
Yeah, I'ma do four. I'ma do four, right? So these are song lyrics, right? That Chris Crack has either spitten himself or has been a feature on his project or somebody else's project.
All right, let's do it.
So we're going to see if Chris Crack knows if it's him or if it's somebody that's featured with him.
All right, let's go.
Dope.
So let's get it. The first one. I should do an easy one, right?
Come on, man. Let's go.
Okay, look. The first one is, so pass the bottle. By the end of the night, she swallow. They gonna call her, say she model. Bitch, that's just for Instagram. Did you say that, or was it someone else?
I think that was me.
That's some wild shit, bro. So, I mean, I almost want to say it's you, too.
And the only reason I say I think it's me is because I feel like that happened. You know, all my lyrics. All my songs happen. Well, unless the feds listening, now I'm just for entertainment. If any police or any law enforcement listens, just for entertainment. But other than that, yeah, all my lyrics happen.
Okay, so are you going with you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's correct.
Yeah. One for one.
All right. Second one. I'm trying to kill them all. Okay, no, I didn't write that right.
Did you
get stuck? I didn't write that right. Okay, no, I'm going to do a different one. Look, riding around in your Kia, when I say upgrade you, we shop at IKEA. Was that you or was that someone else?
That wasn't me.
But you remember the bar.
But I remember, but I couldn't tell you where it came from. For sure, I couldn't tell you at all.
Okay, well, it don't matter because you got the point anyway because it wasn't you.
Yo, ding, 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 ding.
Two for two.
Who was it?
Yeah, do you know who it was? If you don't know, I'm not mad at you.
Terrible host of the show, first off.
It was MC Tree. All right,
there we go. All right.
I got the other one, though. It's, I'm trying to kill them all because I don't feel them. They fake and time will reveal them all. Did you say it or did someone else say it?
I know I didn't say it, but I feel like you said that.
Right,
shit.
I feel like you said that too.
He's right. Hey, he got two points. I said that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sound like him. I was like, damn. I'm low key though. I don't remember you saying it. I just how
what
you
song
said
was
it.
That?
It sounded like he was rapping it. Right,
it sounded like he was rapping.
What song was that, bro?
Yo, okay, let's talk about that song real quick before I get to the last one. Because that song, you did something when you dropped that project. When we recorded that song, I thought you was going to have a verse on there as well.
Uh-huh.
And when you dropped it, you just gave me my own verse.
Yeah.
And you was on the hook.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like that shit love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm like, why did you end up doing it that way?
Because, man, I like to showcase my friend.
Yes, sir.
Real shit, bro. On plenty of albums, I done put niggas that ask me, damn, bro, I had a verse, you didn't even do nothing but just sing in the background, or you put a hook, or you put a skit on the end, or whatever. And it's just like, bro, I like to showcase my friend. friends.
Yeah, that was dope, man. That was dope. I never like had that type of experience and shit. So like when I heard it, I was like, oh dang, he just did it like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, that's dope, but especially because your platform is something so big. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question though?
Yeah, on my album.
Can I ask you a question though?
Yeah.
So you fucked up your own verse. You
he sure did.
Verse out, bro.
He couldn't remember his verse.
You couldn't get your own verse out though, bro.
Hey, with Chris Crack earlier, we didn't say this on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, you couldn't. Like he moved away. I thought it was somebody else's
catch.
Shit.
Good catch. Hey, look, we was talking to Chris Crack before we started shooting the pod. He said, "Yo, hey, when he performs, sometimes he got to go in refresh his brain on some of the
every time.
Yo, I understood it completely, bro. So I had to backtrack on it. Okay, let's go to the last one. And we don't remember the mayor, so fuck that lady name. Mama worked two jobs, wasn't able because she was raising Cain. Who said it? Did you say it or did somebody else say it?
And like, once again, that's like, that applies. But I feel like
the cadence ain't true.
Raising Cain part, I feel like that was a double entendre. I'm gonna say me. I don't.
Hey, this guy's good.
Guy's good, man.
This guy's good, bro.
Five for four.
I thought you was gonna fail miserably, dog. You think you passed, bro?
Yeah, man, no, because I feel like the raising Cain.
Bring out
Cain.
The little personal pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
You win a little personal pizza.
Okay,
and a fish bowl.
We'll go get some Raising Cane's after this.
And I lied because there is just one more thing, and I promise this the last
man,
thing.
Do you, bro?
Yeah, I promise this the last thing because I seen you did something that a lot of people I was looking at wasn't really doing, and that's you started performing in these comedic spaces.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So I was just wondering about that because you know I think about it from the aspect of like I would never think to do a show at a comedy show because people go in there to laugh or whatever. Do these people even want a show? What has been your experience in that? How'd you get into the doing that? And I know you've made friends just in the comedy field as well.
Yeah.
And I know those are those relationships have flourished. You know what I'm saying? So like, just give me your aspect and your perspective of that.
First of all, comedians be fucking with me because I always got some funny shit, like a funny aspect to my shit. People be too serious at life, so make it funny. I wanted to be a comedian, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be a rapper. I never thought I'd be doing music. But I did when I was a shorty. I wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
So that's where the funny aspect always comes from. That's where comedians be finding me. You know what I'm saying? They be like, man, we listening to your shit. And I heard a skit and it was funny, had me laughing. So maybe
closer to the mic real quick.
Pause. But yeah, no, comedians fuck with me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We used to have you at our shit all the time, bro. You know what I'm saying? Me and Dave.
Dave.
That's how Dave held him, like, for real. Like.
I remember Dave, he came to a show when I opened up for Slick Rick.
Yeah.
That was the first time I met him. And
boy loves you.
Yeah, no.
Like, he loves your music, bro.
For sure, bro. Shout out to Dave Hellum, man. That's my nigga, man. He came to my show at... the Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
I was opening up for Slick Rick. Slick Rick was kind of asshole that night, man. Slick Rick, you bogus. But Dave Hellum.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Slick Rick. Dave Hellum.
Yep.
Real talk. My nigga was in there campaigning for me. Like, he knew me for years.
For real.
You feel me? Like, oh, this is my favorite rapper. I'm fucking with dude. I'm rocking with dude, like, I ain't even know him, like, you know, he like, from now on, I'm fucking with you, you know, so he put me on some shit. The comedic shit just kind of happened where, like, comedians fuck with me, so they like, yo, let's, you know, kind of put some rap shit on the comedian show, you know what I mean? It works and it doesn't work, because, you know, it works because people want to hear some good shit, but then it don't work because then people are like, okay, we didn't come to see a rap show. We came to see some comedy. So it works and it don't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But
it always worked for us, I'll tell you that.
No, for sure, for
this
sure.
This nigga walked
sure,
in with
sure.
I think it was a white mink coat on one show. Yeah. Wildest, bro. Like it was cold as hell, but he had the bandana tied to the side. It was all white. White mink, like full length fur.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Chris Craig always do it big for the.
Well, speaking of that though, yeah. Bro, like what you know, where do you get your style from, dog? Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like thinking about that, like nigga, like you was the only nigga that walked in with a full length fur on. Like what made you want to go grab that? Like, you know?
Once again, just being an outsider, man. Niggas ain't, you know, it always was like niggas ain't fucking with me anyway. Mm-hmm. So let me just come crazy.
Right.
Now they gonna be talking about me, but they gonna be talking about me like, damn, you saw what dude had on.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it was always with the style though, bro. Like I definitely get that to
you. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir,
it.
Man. Chris Crack, just in closing, man, because I know you got a ride out of here. But, man, I respect you highly. You're somebody I'm proud of calling a brother of mine.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? I appreciate your time, your energy, you bringing your platform here to help our platform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's what
this
for.
About.
That's
yeah,
what
that's
for.
What this about, man.
Yeah.
But we going to let you go.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Like, for real, though, thank you, though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was great.
Y'all definitely go check out all his catalog. I promise you, it don't disappoint. This guy got the best album titles and song titles in the game. I promise you, you never seen nothing like this. You dig?
For sure.
And for sure, y'all stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Stay right here.
Do that nasty. Do that. Don't blow my spot with your negative company. I'm Langston Hughes with a bitch, my nigga. You can't fuck with me. Herpes at his rap shit, you stuck with me. She talking bare naked, Teddy Ruxpin me. Okay, now back to the real shit. Only man handhold saying you can't feel this. High score.
See y'all next week. Stay tuned, and I promise you. We back next week. We just took 1 week off, so don't get used to that.
It was because of him.
You know, it's because I went on vacation. They'll blame me. It is
yes,
what it
blaming
is, man.
You.
Shout out to all
and
my...
Bubblegut.
Shout out to Chris Crack for being here, man.
Shout out to Chris Crack.
Yeah.
100%, man. We
shout out to Chris Crack.
Appreciate you sharing your time with us. Shout out to High Speed. Hope to
oh,
see
shout
you
out to the brother
week.
Speed for sure. Can't wait to see you, brother.
Yes, sir. Can't
miss
wait to
you,
see
Speed.
You next
miss
week,
you.
Brother. And shout out to the alpha males out here that believe in men's rights. Yeah,
get Sigma. This nigga out of here. Close, just shut it off, bro. Shut it off now.
We gonna
please.
See y'all next week.
No, just shut it off. Peace. We don't want to hear nothing that he got to say now. Just shut it off.
The Astonishingly Odd Podcast. Every Monday, 11:30 a.m. Family, we gon' do our thing. It's the AOP family, we gon'